Every year, we promise ourselves that this holiday season will be different, right? That we'll be more present, more rested, more joyful. But unless we learn how to lead ourselves through the holidays, we are going to fall back into old patterns of guilt and overcommitment. And this week's bonus episode, I'm sharing how to do the holidays differently, how to lead with intention, courage, and calm, and how just one 30-minute shift can change the way you experience the entire season. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Well, hello there, working moms, and welcome to this bonus episode just in time for the holidays. This is going to be a quicker than normal episode because I really just want to take a moment to dig in what it looks like to lead instead of survive the holiday season. And I choose the word lead very intentionally because it's a word that I use with my clients often as well, because we often think about leadership as leading other people. And that's kind of essential, right? And what it means to be a leader. But in the ambitious and balanced community inside my group coaching program and with my one-on-one clients, one of the pillars I teach is ownership, like being in charge and leading your balanced life, owning it. And so I think leadership and actually ownership sort of go hand in hand, right? To be a great leader, you have to take ownership over the good and the failures that take place in life. And so today, this episode that I want to offer to you are three strategies that we're sort of borrowing from leadership that we can use to think about not just surviving this holiday season, but actually enjoying it and being present, or I'll use the cliche word, thriving, right? I also want you to know that this is the basis, like what we're talking about here is the basis of the boundaries and balance holiday strategy sessions that I am hosting right now. Now, if you haven't heard about those, I've been talking about them here on the podcast. I've been talking to them in about them in my greater community. I am currently offering $9 balance and boundary holiday sessions. These are literally 30-minute calls that are with me personally, with Rebecca, where we are actually breaking down your vision of what a balanced and present holiday looks like. You're going to get crystal clear on what you want to be saying yes to, what you want to be saying no to over the holiday season. And then you're going to learn a tool essentially on how what's required or what it will be required in order for you to actually stick to those priorities and boundaries. And all of that just for $9, right? So I'm going to walk you through these same leadership strategies just to give you a flavor or hint of what we're going to do on those holiday calls as well. If you are interested in taking me up on one of these holiday balance and boundaries calls, I'm only doing a limited number of them. Obviously, I don't have an immense amount of time to do these. So I've set aside a very specific amount of time to do these all the way up through Thanksgiving. And so you can go into the show notes. There's a link there where you can click on that and schedule one of your balance and boundaries holiday sessions. All right. So let's get into this episode today, all about kind of borrowing leadership lessons in order to have a really successful and balanced holiday. So the first leadership lesson that we want to borrow is to lead with intention. Okay, because I don't know about you, but the holidays sort of like sneak up on me, right? I am writing this episode just 4 days before Halloween, actually. And for me, Halloween is the beginning of the holiday season because everything happens so fast, right? And so I'm 4 days up to Halloween. I have a kid that hasn't decided what they want to be for Halloween, which means I don't have a holiday costume for them. I had to scramble to buy this pumpkin that my kid had to take to school for this like pumpkin lesson that they were doing all week this week. We haven't even bought candy to pass out. There's just all these like last minute holiday things that need to get done because the holidays tend to sneak up on me. So the holidays are here. And with the holidays, for everyone across the board, there comes more commitments, there comes more pressure, there's certainly more heightened emotion. There's this need, you know, for us as parents to make magical memories for our kids, right? From Halloween all the way through New Year's. And then the holidays always bring about like its own extra to-do list that is just focused on the holidays and holiday shopping and holiday meals and presents. And then there's a holiday calendar to map out, right? Where you're going to go to various holiday festivities. Whose house are you going to? What parties are you going to? Where are you going to be at any given time, right? But when you lead with intention during the holidays, what you are actually doing is giving yourself some space to intentionally decide what's important and what's not during this holiday season, right? The intentional piece is what this is all about. If you don't give yourself space to actually consider what commitments matter to you and which ones don't, ultimately, what holiday traditions you want to lean into and which ones you don't, right? If you never stop to actually think about it and have an intentional conversation with yourself, let alone a spouse or a partner, what's going to end up happening is that the holidays are going to sneak up on you, right? You're going to get into this kind of go, 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 all the way from Halloween to New Year's, feeling exhausted as you do it, feeling a lack of presence, and ultimately a bit of regret as you get to the end of the holiday season, right? But when you lead with intention, you create space to set vision first, right? That's what a good leader does, is they set vision for their team, right? So that at least in your mind, you have a clear sense of the plan and what you're like moving toward and what you desire. And that's what makes the Balance and Boundaries holiday strategy session such an important 30 minutes, right? It might be the only 30 minutes that you stop and actually think to yourself, what do I want the holidays to be about? What really matters to me, right? It's literally an intentional space to do that. Because if we don't start with some level of intention and vision, right? As a leader, if you don't start with intention and vision casting, then you sort of just hope that you get to the desired result, right? Or in this case, you just hope that you're going to have a great, magical, present holiday season. But likely in the end, what you're going to do is burn out in the process. I don't want that for you. I want you to lead. Okay. So strategy number one that we're borrowing from leadership is to lead with intention, lead with vision casting first. Got to set aside time to do that. The second leadership strategy that we are borrowing is to lead with courage, right? A great leader cannot be a people pleaser, right? A leader has to hold vision higher than other people's emotions, right? So when someone feels let down or disappointed or even disagrees with your decisions, you don't second guess yourself. You don't go back into the decision-making process. You don't beat yourself up and think, oh my gosh, maybe I should have gone to that thing or maybe I should have prioritized differently. No, you don't do any of that. You lead with courage, the courage to say, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is what matters to me. This is what matters to my family. These are the traditions that matter to me. And this is why. And it feels unshakable inside of you. Now, the holidays, I know for most of us, come with sort of a heightened amount of expectations, right? Some of which we place on ourselves and, you know, what we want for our kids and so forth. But some of it is placed on us by our family, by our culture. And some of those expectations, they don't actually align with what we want. They don't actually align with the kind of holiday experience that we want to create for ourselves or our family, right? I remember a client I coached a couple of years back around the holidays. She was just done traveling around the holidays. She had been doing it for years and she had to go to her family and they went to the in-laws and there was all this travel and they got to the end of the kind of holiday season absolutely exhausted. And so she'd been trying for years to actually not travel during the holidays, but she felt so bad about it. Her mom was so good at making her feel guilty, but every year she decided to do it. And so this year I coached her leading with courage during the holidays and really making that decision and standing by that decision to not travel. Right? Of course, she was going to find other times to travel. It just wasn't going to be during the holidays, right? And she had to double down on all of the reasons why that was important to her, that even when her family didn't like it and pushed back and sort of guilt tripped her, she could still stand by with courage what it was that was important to her, right? That's what leading with courage is. It's saying, yes, this is what the vision is. This is what matters. This is what we're doing, even when there's pushback, right? I had another client who just last year took 2 full weeks off during the holiday season, 2 full weeks. Can you imagine that? She hadn't taken more than like a day or two off in like years, let alone take 2 full weeks. And she was really, really anxious about it. She was really anxious about being completely unplugged, to not be checking her email or anything during this holiday season. And so I coached her on having courage during this holiday season to be completely off, right? And to really focus on memory making with her family, on the fun projects she wanted to do with her young kids. And I remember in the end, she came back in January to our first session in January with this like literal plastered smile on her face, right? I remember she was in utter disbelief that she had truly taken the full 2 weeks off. She had actually been able to rest. She'd been like reading books, lounging around, doing fun projects with her kids. Like she was so surprised that she was actually able to do it for a couple of reasons. One, it made her realize how much more control over her time and her calendar than she actually had, that she didn't realize she had. But two, she was really surprised also on how filling that was to her, how like bucket filling it was to her, and how she was coming back hot into the new year, excited to get going. She had all these ideas, all because she took that time to rest, right? And lead her time and her commitments with courage. In the Balance and Boundaries holiday session, we're going to talk about the mindset and beliefs that you have to hold and maintain in order to lead with courage. Because it's one thing to set intention and have a plan and have a clear vision, right? It's another thing to hold to it, right? And to have the courage and the confidence to not let other people's opinions or emotions sway you. So lead with intention, lead with courage. The last leadership strategy I want you to borrow for the holidays is to lead with calm. Calm is one of those qualities that all of us would probably say we want in a leader, right? You don't want somebody that's all over the map, feeling stressed out all the time, in the weeds, like freaking out with you, right? We want a leader that's kind of above all of that. You want a leader that can hold to that vision, can remain kind of more neutral in their emotional state, because the rest of the team is going to be able to rise up to that level of steadiness when that happens, right? If you have a leader that is frantic all of the time and kind of frantically strategizing and problem solving and fixing things, they're kind of going up and down. That's an exhausting leader to have in your life. We want to be leaders that hold to that vision, that take control of how our body is experiencing life these days, decisions these days, and to not be frazzled in the process, right? And so we want the same with our holidays. You want to lead with calm, not with stress. And what's going to be required to do that is a whole lot of emotional resiliency, right? You're going to have to learn how to take control over how you feel during the holidays, right? To not let other people's words and comments and thoughts and opinions like stress you out and make you anxious or frustrated or angry, right? We don't want frantic stress this holiday season. We want calm presence. You have to learn how to check in on that emotional state regularly throughout the holiday season, to take deep breaths, to be reflective, to create pockets of space for you to refill your cup so you can lead from that energy of calm that you desire. Calm is not going to just happen to you this holiday season, my friends, right? The holidays, without intention, are stressful and frantic and super busy and full. You have to actually choose to lead from that place of calm. You have to create space and pockets for calm in order to create that for yourself. To take a deep breath and to not respond immediately to every request or to every kid meltdown or to all of those after hours emails, right? You need to be proactively deciding to be a calm leader and not a reactive one. In the Balance and Boundaries holiday strategy session, we're going to talk a lot about what it takes to remain calm and to really take back control of your emotional ups and downs throughout the days, weeks, and throughout the season, right? With my clients in the Ambitious and Balanced coaching program, we actually create a whole toolkit around this to help them stay sturdy and calm. Even when everything else around you is like swirling and stressful and people are stressed out, I don't want you to be that way. I want you to learn how to lead yourself with calmness, right? So we build an entire toolkit out of that. But in the Balance and Boundaries holiday session, we're going to focus just on one tool that I'm going to teach you. Lead with intention, lead with courage, lead with calm. Those are the leadership strategies I want you to borrow for this holiday season. It is not about making the holidays magical for everyone else. It is about leading yourself through the holidays, which is going to give you the best possible opportunity to have the magical holiday experience that you desire. Again, those $9 strategy sessions are only taking place up until Thanksgiving, and I have set aside a very limited number of spots, several of them just on the Monday and Tuesday just before Thanksgiving. I'm hoping that that makes it easier for you to find that time. Because listen, if you don't have 30 minutes in your calendar, if you can't make 30 minutes in your calendar to talk to me about setting an intention for your holiday season, then you are way too busy, right? This is strategic thinking time. This is time set aside for you to show up as the mom and the leader that you want to be this holiday season and to truly take back control of your holiday experience. I can't wait to talk to you. Make sure you grab your link to the Balance and Boundaries holiday session in the show notes. That is where it is at. And I will see you in the upcoming weeks. Are you ready, moms? Let's get to it. Hey there. If you're already feeling the holiday pressure starting to build, that full calendar, the expectations, the guilt, take a deep breath because it doesn't have to be that way. Every year, I used to tell myself, I just need to make it magical for everyone. But by the time Christmas morning came, I was so tired of doing it all, I barely felt any joy. That's why I created Boundaries and Balance, your holiday survival session. This is a 30-minute private call where we'll get to the root of your stress during the holidays, get clear on what you actually want this season to look like, and create your personalized holiday boundary plan. It's just $9, and you walk away knowing exactly what to prioritize, what to release, and how to stay grounded when things get tough so that you can actually enjoy the holidays instead of just get through them. I'm only offering these sessions through Thanksgiving, and there are a limited number of spots available, so don't wait. You can grab your session by using the link in the show notes. Let's make this the year where you feel calm, confident, and in control of your holiday season.